I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine Celebrity on the Street interviews, heard exclusively on TVTimeMachine.com.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
On this edition of TV Time Machine Celebrity on the Street interviews, I chat with Saturday Night Live's Fred Armisen as we discuss his childhood, his comedy philosophy, and what it's like becoming a cast member on SNL. So take a listen as we say, live from the past, it's TV Time Machine.
Did you watch SNL growing up?
Yes, a lot.
Who was your favorite cast?
Phil Hartman was my favorite cast member, so that era, it was great. Phil Hartman, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. And Dana Carvey, too, I feel like he was great. He was really great. I also really looked up to Chevy Chase. I thought Chevy Chase was, I think today, kind of underappreciated. He's just so brilliant. I think everyone really copies him.
Did you ever imagine watching SNL growing up that you would be a part of it?
No, it flips my mind even now. I walk down those halls and I go, I can't believe it.
So you never had any aspirations when you were watching, like, I want to do that?
I knew I wanted to be on television. That's all I knew.
When you were growing up, were you ever a class clown, and did your humor ever get you in trouble?
Yes and yes. Yeah, highly. But it was the kind of trouble that, like, I got sent to the school psychologist, and that was really traumatic for me. Because I wrote a paper, and I was just trying to be funny, and they didn't take it that way. And it was just the humiliation of just taking all these tests. I didn't appreciate that.
Did it affect your grades? Did your humor or class clownish stuff ever interfere with...
I wasn't like a prankster, and it didn't affect my grades. It was just like little things that I would do that would get attention that I wasn't prepared for.
Now, when you do an impersonation, do you lose yourself doing that impersonation? I mean, do you feel like you're channeling that person when you're doing it?
I really try to pretend like I'm that. It's just pretending. I'm like, I'm going to pretend I'm so-and-so, and that's all it is. So channeling might be too strong of a word, but generally it's something like that.
Is it something intuitive? I mean, is it just something that you can kind of, through osmosis, absorb that person? And
it's more like a question mark. So I'm like, is this guy, he's like this, right?
Yeah.
I see this person like this, and it's sort of like I'm asking a question like, this is what I see. Do you guys see, is he kind of like this?
Do mannerisms and being able to impersonate someone's facial features, does that naturally come when you're doing their voice as well?
I hope so. Something comes out, and I think this is what they do. Sometimes it's made up, I'm like, you know, where it's not quite like that, but I just add a little something. You know,
which one of your impressionistic subjects would you actually like to perform your impression in front of them?
Steve Jobs. Yeah, he's my hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
My hero. Genius.
What would you expect
artist
from something like that?
I want to do one of his talks that he does. He does these lectures for whenever there's a new product. I want to do one of those.
Yeah, he is genius. He's, you know, he really is, technologically speaking, he's sort of like the Albert Einstein of our time. It's really amazing.
You know, it's all for it's like very utopian.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like we're all like trying to invent things to make our lives easier.
And pretty soon probably we're going to be integrating with the computers.
I hope so. I hope we have children with them someday.
Yeah. Okay.